Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from all at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, July the 12th. I'm Beth.
I'm Margaret.
And I'm Brian.
Coming up this week, we have the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. We hope you're all keeping well and enjoy this week's edition. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. Please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. And first, we have our notices section, and we start with the weather. As usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 5:04 a.m. and sunset will be at 9:25 p.m. Temperatures will start to warm up over the next few days, peaking at 21 degrees centigrade, that's 69.8 degrees Fahrenheit, by Monday.
Next, we'll move on to our tip of the week to help when you are living with sight loss. Are you struggling to dial numbers on your phone? If so, if your phone has a speed dial system where you can save a phone number to one digit on the phone and then you just hold the digit down to make the call. For example, if you save John at the Beacon's number 01902 886786 to number 5 on your phone. All you would have to do to phone John is hold number 5 down for a few seconds and it will dial for you. It's a great way to save all your main numbers onto an individual button. Most phones will let you save a number into digits 2 to 9, giving you 8 speed dial numbers. This week's tip has been provided by the Beacon Centre's low vision expert, John Walters. If you have a tip you'd like to share with us, you can ring Aaron Rhodes on 01384 889 882 or pop one in your post with your wallet and it could be read out in the coming weeks.
Now we're going to take a look at what's happening in the area. As part of the Black Country Festival, a new street fair is coming to Brierley Hill. The High Street will be closed to make way for fairground rides with a beach, market stalls, street entertainment, face painting and a stage with performing local acts. Free parking is available at the Moor Shopping Centre and the festival takes place on Saturday the 22nd of July from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Next, a performance by the BJ Concert Band, who will be playing a selection of popular tunes from Cyndi Lauper, Frank Sinatra, Henry Mancini and Queen. Their concert repertoire will also include music from The Great Escape, The Lord of the Dance and Glee. There will also be swing music featuring big bands in concert, marches and other items from film and stage, including Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Fiddler on the Roof and Jersey Boys. This concert is taking place at the Mary Stevens Park in Stourbridge on Sunday the 23rd of July from 2:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. There is no fee and no booking is required. The Mary Stevens Park is located at Worcester Street in Stourbridge and that's Delta Yankee 8 2 Alpha Alpha.
The Antiques for Everyone Summer Fair returns from the 20th to the 23rd of July 2017 for its 32nd year at the NEC in Birmingham, offering a summer festival of fabulous antiques and statement pieces. Now established as the largest vetted antiques fair outside of London, visitors have the opportunity to pursue the stands of over 200 exhibitors showcasing carefully selected pieces including art, objects, furniture and furnishings with prices starting from as little as £10 up to £100,000. There's something for everyone. Among the highlights this summer will be the amazing collection of Maurice Collins, who will be the fair's special feature exhibition. His exciting collection of unique inventions and gizmos straddles the Victoria to George VI era. Maurice will be delivering a series of talks demonstrating a wide variety of his collection, alongside celebrity talks with BBC's Antiques Roadshow experts Judith Miller and Will Farmer, giving their top tips for buying antiques. The event starts at 11 a.m. at the NEC Exhibition Centre, Birmingham, B401NT. Tickets are needed, with advance tickets costing £12. Admission at the door, £15. And for children under 16 years old, tickets are free. Tickets can be purchased by calling 0844 581 0827 or by visiting www.antiquesforeveryone.co.uk/visiting/ticket information.
Well, thank you, Beth, and thank you, Margaret. And now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre. Do you or someone you know have problems coping with low vision and want to find out more about how we can help? We understand how frightening and frustrating sight loss can be, not only to the individual but also for their family and friends. We offer a low vision assessment and advice service which enables us to give you the best possible advice on how to make the best use of the vision you have and how using some simple assistive equipment can help you live a safe and more independent life and manage your sight loss. We also have access to a wide range of assistive equipment to help maintain independence, ranging from talking clocks to the latest scanning and magnification devices. To find out more, you can visit our low vision shops in Sedgley, Cannock and Starbridge. Our Sedgley branch is open Monday to Friday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Our Cannock Advice Centre and shop is inside our charity shop in Marketplace and is open every Tuesday. Our Starbridge low vision shop is at our day centre based at the Mary Stevens Centre, 221 Hagley Road, Old Swinford, and members of the public are welcome to drop in between Monday and Thursday between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. For further information regarding low vision and equipment available, call our low vision expert John Walters on 01902 886 786 or email jwalters@beaconvision, and that's all one word, beaconvision.org. And with that final item, we now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So it's goodbye from Brian.
Goodbye from Beth.
And bye-bye from Margaret.